אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, we've discovered some awful, really, really nasty anti-Semitic bullying incidents at several schools, some in Victoria and some as well in New South Wales. But the main one is allegedly happened over a 5-year period at Brighton Secondary College, which is in a, you know, a Jewish part of Melbourne, a very Jewish part of Melbourne. Now that it's been brought to the attention, it's finally going to be investigated by the Department of Education in Victoria. But basically what's happened is, and we've heard from the parents and these students directly, is that over 5 years from when they were in, two brothers, from when they were in year seven until recently, when they left the school and they've finally been able to feel that they can talk about it, is that they've experienced anti-Semitic bullying not just from students but even from teachers at the school. And these include physical harassment. One of the brothers' kippah was forcibly removed from his head and desecrated. There's been verbal abuse, cyberbullying. There's been teachers delegitimizing the children's Israeli identity in class by, instead of calling them Israeli, labeling the boys as Palestinians. There's been reports from the students that a teacher about his kippah allegedly scolded him, saying, "You can't wear your hat indoors." And when one of the boys said that he told the teacher after class, the teacher just said, "Oh, that's just a joke. You should know that." He said to us, the boy, one of the brothers, "To me, having a teacher do that made me feel like I had no power, because I had students doing it to me, and then I have a teacher doing it to me, so who can I talk to?" A younger brother alleged one of his other teachers would refer to Israel to him as Palestine and would tell him to take off his Magen David necklace in class, despite allowing Christian students to wear their crosses with no problems. The alleged incidents began in year seven for one of the boys, and he was promptly given the nickname Jew Boy, a nickname that stayed with him throughout his time at the school. And classmates would even throw coins on the ground and say to him, "Look, the Jew will pick it up." Now, unfortunately, both brothers and their mother reported this to the school and to teachers and to the principal many, many, many times, they said, but always there'd be no action. And the mother told us, when she reported it to the principal, he didn't do anything at all about it. So finally this will be investigated by the Department of Education. Just more briefly, in New South Wales, a student drawing a picture of a Nazi doctor, Joseph Mengele, and talking about, quote, dissecting Jews, is one of many reported anti-Semitic incidents said to have pushed a Jewish student to decide that she will leave her school in New South Wales Central West. The 15-year-old girl, whose brother witnessed the drawing of Mengele, has been in ongoing discussions with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Alhadef, informing him a few days ago that she plans to leave the school largely due to consistent and constant anti-Semitic abuse. She said, "One of my history teachers also compared Palestinian terrorism to Jewish resistance during the Holocaust." She said, "I try as hard as possible to not make myself a target. I don't flaunt my Jewishness," she said. "I avoid wearing my Star of David. In fact, I hardly discuss it unless it's my close friends. But somehow this anti-Semitic bullying persists." Vic Alhadef said, the Jewish Board of Deputies has been in intensive discussions with the school's leadership to address what appears to be an endemic problem. And another school in the Central West, this time a public school, there's been a report that a Year 10 student is said to have persistently asked teachers if they were Jewish. And if they said yes, this public school student said he was going to kill them because he is a Nazi. So Vic Alhadeff is also investigating that one. The student has only been suspended for 6 days. And two other incidents. This one's also very shocking. In Melbourne, a hair salon owner in St Kilda East has spoken of her shock and hurt after receiving a text message from a prospective employee refusing to work with her because she is Jewish. The Jewish News obtained a copy of the message, which the owner, who wishes to remain anonymous, has described as confronting. After posting a job ad on Seek, the owner invited the applicant to meet with her, only to be told, "I'm going to have to cancel our appointment tomorrow. I wasn't aware at the time you were Jewish, and I refuse to work with you." Speaking to the Jewish News this week, the owner said, "I was in shock and feel deeply hurt. Never having experienced anti-Semitism before, and living in a sheltered, comfortable, safe environment, I was transported to another era that shook me to the core." Meanwhile, a gang of neo-Nazis, believed to be from fringe organization National Social Network, has invaded the campus of Swinburne University of Technology and posted a self-portrait in which the hooded figures gave a Heil Hitler salute. The university management said they are not welcome on our campus, and the views and ideas of such groups as this counter to everything our university stands for. So many things, anti-Semitic incidents at schools and universities. It's deeply worrying.
It is deeply worrying, and we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, still with anti-Semitism, but different angle. Holocaust denier Frederick Tobin from Adelaide died.
Yes, Adelaide man Frederick Tobin, 76, has died on June 29 after a long illness. He's got a very, very controversial past and was renowned for being an anti-Semite and Holocaust denier. In 2013, he lost a defamation action against Nationwide News alleging that called him a Holocaust denier and an anti-Semite was defamatory, and he even visited Iran in 2003 to join Holocaust denial conference. And a prominent member of the Australian Jewish community, Jeremy Jones, was involved in a major legal victory against Tobin, where Tobin was forced to remove anti-Semitic and Holocaust denial posts from his website.
Shane, before we go, there is some funding from the federal government to the Jewish community in the eastern suburbs of Sydney.
Yes, this is some good news, Nitza. The federal government has allocated $5 million from its Safer Communities Fund grants, and among the beneficiaries to improve security are several eastern suburb shuls, Mariah College, organizations like B'nai B'rith Retirement Villages and COA, and also in inner city Newtown, at Newtown Shul.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.